I remember what they taught to me. Remember condescending talk of who I ought to be. Remember listening to all of that and this again. So I pretended up a person who was fitting in. And now you think this person really is me. And I'm
trying to bend the truth.
The more I push, the more I'm pulling away. Cause I'm
lying.
Yeah!
There's no money, there's no possessions, only obsession. I don't need that shit. Take my money, take my obsession.
Revolution in your heart and in your mind to define the color. disappear.
Say now, Batman.
Robin's gay.
No, he's not. He's dead. I saw him get killed. It was on what was it on? It was on one of the Batmans. Gets killed.
Yes, but is it the real Robin or is it the
No, it's a cartoon.
Yeah. So it'll be the second Robin because it won't be Dick Grayson Robin because he becomes Nightwing.
It was Batman and is it the Red Hood?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not Dick Grayson. It's the other Robin, the second Robin.
It's still Robin.
Robin Taylor. Yeah, it's the whiny one, the emo
still Robin.
One. Yeah, I'm glad he died in that. No offense, I'm a massive comic fan, and Robin as a character is irritating. So, yeah, watch Under the Red Hood. It's brilliant. Plug there for DC Comics from two Marvel fans.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was brilliant. I'd say it'd be better watching Doctor Strange or something like that.
Oh yeah, well, you see, for a DC one, the best one to watch
is Mask of the Phantasm.
No, I'm not even going to go into Bingo. It's Crisis on Two Earths, Justice League film.
No.
That's the best one.
It'd be best if Superman wasn't in it.
Oh no, trust me, watch it, it's brilliant. Even if you don't like Superman, which... Let's face it, no real comic fans do it. All the people who don't really know comics who like Superman. But, yeah. Crisis on Two Earths, great graphic novel, great animated feature. But as you said, if you're going Marvel, Doctor Strange is a really good one to watch.
Yeah.
The Iron Man one they did.
Yeah.
That is a really good one.
The Invincible Iron Man or something.
Iron Man. And best one, actually, I've ever seen, Planet Hulk.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
I haven't watched it yet. It's the best out of all of them ones. And it actually justifies the Hulk, and it's amazing. And
Does it make it out to him still be a dumbass? Or?
No, it doesn't. It's one of them. You can see the Bruce Banner through the Hulk. So it's a bit more intelligent.
Cool.
Which is what you really want from the Hulk, because he's not thick, and that's what people miss.
Yeah.
It's just that Ray just took over, so he's not thinking straight. So,
A bit like last Christmas, really. Rage took over and nobody was thinking straight. Yeah, I still makes me chuckle when people go, yeah, we're going to beat Simon Cowell, we're going to get Rage Against the Machine to number one. Yeah, beat him. Yeah, right. He owns them.
Yeah, isn't he on the own BMG?
Yeah.
Isn't that his company?
He owns Sony BMG.
Yeah.
Well, so, he does now.
Yeah.
And he did then.
Yeah, so basically he made money no matter what. So my big question is, why was he moaning?
Because he wanted his precious X Factor to get to number one.
But he still made money either way.
Yeah, don't you think it could be a public thing? Oh, everybody's better. Got to go out and buy X Factor. No, we've got to go out and buy Rage Against the Machine.
So basically,
sitting there thinking, yes, I'm going to make loads of money here.
Of course he did, because so if he got number one and number two in the charts and got like twice as much money, whereas he would have only had number one.
Exactly.
So we all helped him out. Except me, who didn't buy it, because I've been listening to that song now for 13 years. I've been listening to that song for 13 years. I'm slightly bored. Take the Power Back would have been a better one. But again, there's still Rage, and it's still on Sony BMG. Think of a company he doesn't have when you're going to do this next time.
Yeah.
You silly people.
Yeah. Like, get some Stuck Mojo to number one. They were on Century Media. They're now on Napalm.
Yeah. Get Mojo to number one anyway, because they're actually
on Sounds of the Ward. I reckon I should start a campaign on Facebook. I reckon we should get Friends by Stuck Mojo. Not to Christmas number one, just to get it in the UK charts.
No, I reckon we should do it. I reckon we should write and record our own silly single and get to number one ourselves. NMO for number one.
Don't be silly.
Christmas number one. The worst song in the world.
That'll never work.
It might work. It'll never work. Do you hear that? The theme tune to the NMO. It'll never work. Neither will we again.
So what are we going to play now? Shall I go with a bit of Misfits?
Yeah.
Or a bit of Slipknot? Or Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah, we'll have one of them.
What ones do you reckon?
Let's see, looking into our magic ball, our eight ball says... Let's go with Avenged Sevenfold first.
Okay. And all of us say is God hates us.
He really does.
ground, but that's all.
case you didn't notice, the middle of all that nice old school. It's not all horror stuff, is it?
No, it's not all horror stuff.
But in the middle of that, we played it. I say in the middle, towards the end, played one of the new Meadowdolls tracks.
Yeah, which is one of the best albums of the year, I would say. So check it out. I'm a massive Wednesday fan, and yeah. I love all the bands he's in.
See, funnily enough, I'm a fan of Wednesday, but I'm not a fan, not really that much of a fan of Meadowdolls. It's like the first Meadowdolls album. I preferred the Drag Queens versions.
I'm going to be honest, so did I for most of them.
Yeah.
But then the tracks that they didn't do, which I think was about three songs that they hadn't already been done.
Yeah.
With previous bands like Frankenstein Drag Queens and Maniac Spider Trash and other bands that he'd already done the songs with.
Yeah.
And re-record them. The ones he actually wrote for Meadowdolls were that good on their own. It was just a shame they had to rework a lot of songs that didn't need redoing.
It's like, I mean, a classic example is everybody knows Dead in Hollywood.
Which is in itself a good song.
Yeah, but Hooray for Horrorwood
is a great song.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
I prefer Hooray for Horrorwood.
Me
it's
too.
Just that he's bringing the song more into the mainstream by changing it to,
I mean,
Horrorwood as a play on Hollywood.
The worst one was Let's Go to War, and not because what he did with it was a bad version, but because basically he completely raped the song.
Yeah.
He just kept like 2-3 lines out of the original track and then put it into a metal song.
Yeah, but it's his song, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's
he can do what he likes.
He can do what he likes, but the original one was by so far better.
Yeah.
And I know it was to brought it to a different audience. It's more of the industrial metal audience, which he wasn't going to. His audience before that was people like us, who more appreciate the darker, more horror side of things.
Mm. I mean, I'm a big Misfits fan.
I'm a massive Misfits fan.
I like all four incarnations of the Misfits.
They've got it right. Every time they've changed the lineup, it's still worked.
Yeah.
Very rarely to get
not,
that on
not only if they change when they change the lineup, they've changed everything about them. They've changed the sound.
Mm-hmm.
The only bit that's remained the same really from day one to today is Jerry Only.
I like that. The only bit is only. Big pun there for us.
Oh yeah.
But I'm the same as I like a lot of the horror pops.
No, I haven't got any big pun.
Yeah, big pun. Dunk. Dunk.
I like rap music as well.
I like rap music. Then you appreciate the lyrics and the way the songs are put together.
Yeah.
I mean, as you probably heard, we played a bit of Deathwork Professionals earlier with their cover of Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, which was originally Ice Cube and Dr. Dre.
And what Tari has done with that song is amazing.
That was also the last ever song from Death Row Records before it originally went bankrupt and shoved out into jail.
Yeah. So basically, that's a big piece of history there that they've covered with that. And I want them to do more stuff with Deathwork Professionals, but currently she's working on more My Ruin stuff, which is fair enough, because I like My Ruin as well.
Yeah. I've been following the progress of the new My Ruin album on Facebook.
We will have it when it's done.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
And she's finally completed it. Mm. I might be cheeky and ask for a track off her.
Well, yeah, we should do.
Yeah.
Hey, Teddy, if you're listening, can we have a track off your new My Ruin album?
Yeah.
We love you.
You can send it to nmorocks@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah. If not, we will buy the album anyway, because we are actually fans.
Yeah.
And I've seen you live now way many times.
I haven't yet.
You haven't yet?
I'm looking to on the next UK tour.
On the next tour, we'll both go. And we'll try and blag our way backstage and get an interview.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
No, we'll try. I never said we definitely would, but we're going to try. We are cheeky enough to try things like this a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's what we do. Only with good bands, though. We'll go see an average band and give their shit, then we're not going to watch it.
Nah, we don't.
No.
We don't go and see rubbish bands.
No, they just tend to happen before the main act.
Nah, well, but then again, you get some bands, and you go and see the main act, and then you get into other bands because of it. Like,
that's
I went
true.
To see In Me in Manchester, and Xeriscape was supporting them. I was like, these are like Skindred but heavier.
Yeah.
I like these.
Yeah.
Canadian reggae metal.
Yeah. Well, you don't like me, go to an epic gig, go to see Madeline Manson and also see Godhead and Disturbed on the same bill.
Yeah.
That was epic.
No, I just went to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers and saw Electric Six, The Stillers, Queens of Stone Age and the Foo Fighters.
Again, yet another epic gig.
And I'm going to see Disturbed with Papa Roach and Buck Cherry.
Another epic gig. And we're showing our age now, because all these were big like 10-15 years ago.
Yeah.
So
I think we should play some more music instead of waffling.
Yeah.
I think everyone's bored of us by now.
Yeah, I reckon so.
I've got no idea what to play because I've scratched everything off my list. I'll think of something. And until then, have a listen to this.
Well done, America. Coming in third is the good old USA. Representing the Western world, thank you for leading the way. God-fearing citizens, thank you, well done. Last year disposed of 71. Shooting, poisoning, gassing, or electric chair. Invite only VIPs, be there or be square. Zambia, Algeria, Bangladesh, Armenia, Cameroon, Uzbekistan, Bahamas, Ethiopia, Thailand, Indonesia, Rwanda, Tajikistan, Singapore, Somalia, Iraq and Japan, Trinidad, Tobago, Tanzania and Sudan, Cuba, Kenya, Guinea, Qatar, Pakistan, Belarus, Yemen, Laos, Egypt, Vietnam. Well done, Iran, you've done what you can to stick to traditional ways. You've gained second place by showing your people that petty crime never pays. Morality, chastity must be preserved. 113 got what's deserved. Stoning, crushing, hanging, killing children too. Public welcome, get there early to ensure best views. Burundi, Malaysia, Malawi, Nigeria, Uganda, Lebanon, Kazakhstan, Guyana, Belize, India, Korea, Jordan, Libya, Kuwait, Zimbabwe and Kyrgyzstan, Jamaica, Ghana, UAE, St. Lucia, Oman, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Gabon, Democratic Republic of Congo and Taiwan, Syria, Botswana, Palestine, Afghanistan. Well done, China, you got the gold and you win hands down, fair play. You set your sights and human rights will not stand in your way. Your people silence, no means to defend. 1,060 met the same end. Quick, efficient, single bullet through the head. School groups, please enjoy your day and take your thoughts to. Quick, efficient, single bullet through the head. School groups, please enjoy your day, then take your thoughts to bed.
Quite tired, but after all that you've been through, I'm not surprised. Down at the quayside, many years ago, touting for business with the docks in full flow, selling sex to the sailors on every ship in port, then sneaking down gangplanks to save being caught. Like a woman of the night in a cocktail dress, never really pretty, but you always impressed. You'd flash your suspenders, be the good time girl, baring your backside to the rest of the world. But trade slipped away, and the docks have now died. Your lifeline was severed, but you still kept your pride. Then came the 40s. You were kicked to the floor, battered and bruised in the Second World War. But you fought for your freedom like a good woman should, ignoring the hardship, the pain and the blood. So you rebuilt your houses and made them to last, but you can't rebuild memories of a prosperous past. Then the businessman came north for a final fling, to pluck another feather from the live bird's wing. And who was waiting to greet them with their open arms? Yes, gullible Miss Liverpool with their down-to-earth charms. They stayed a short while and invested a pittance, gave a cosmetic paycheck and a wave of good riddance. 'Cause they creamed off the profits and taken them away, and reinvested down south for a rainy day. Because old lady Liverpool, no matter how hard you try, you were always the bridesmaid, never the bride. With a vengeance, when the symbol clashes, to rise like a phoenix from the depths of the ashes. And beware all the people who drag down your name, 'cause the sleeping giant is gonna rise again. And all your sons and daughters who went to work away, they'll return in their thousands one glorious day. And at the live of its beak, she'll drop the leaf as he stares up a mound in disbelief. And don't forget the hardship, the misery, the pain, when you reminisce the past on a trip down memory lane. One thing's for sure, the lesson shall remain. Old lady Liverpool must never get screwed again. For sure, the lesson shall remain. Old lady Liverpool must never get screwed again.
Remember I was saying before about Friends by Stuck Mojo? Well, we're going to play it, and I'm actually going to start up the campaign. I've been thinking about it now, because we got Kid Rock. Was it was number one or number two in the charts?
I think he got to number one with All Summer Long.
All Summer Long. Now, this has got the same feel-good factor. It's bouncy, it's jolly.
It was in the charts for like ever, that.
Yeah.
This is a brilliant song in that sense of nice feel-good rock factor.
Yeah, it's got the same feel to it, and I mean, this. I've seen this band evolve completely from one style to another, to another, to another. I mean, when they changed vocalists, that was the biggest one.
Mm.
When Lord Nelson
took over
the vocals. I've heard some of the original recordings that Bones did, and they rewrote the songs. They kept the music the same, they rewrote the lyrics.
It's not to say he's a better singer, but because he brings something else to the band, it's gone from having one great singer doing one thing to another great singer doing something completely different.
Yeah, it's like a couple of weeks ago we played I'm Back by Stuck Mojo. Now, if you listen to the music sounds a lot like I'm American, which we played by Stuck Mojo as well. But it's the same song, just the two different vocalists.
Yeah. Which is, it's been renamed because they've changed some bits.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. If you're going to do a song and you're going to actually rework it.
Well, they did actually, according to Ritual, they did actually record the whole album with just Lord Nelson singing Bones' parts. And it didn't feel right. So Lord Nelson went back and rewrote some of the songs. Some of it's been kept the same, but some of it has been changed.
In an original band, it's harder to sing other people's vocals than it is to sing your own.
Yeah.
Because the songs then lose their meaning.
Although he does,
especially if you're rapping.
He does do some of the songs justice when they're playing live. Like, he keeps them the same feel. The only thing he does on one song, on Twisted, it says Bones in the song, and he changes it to Lord.
Which is fair enough.
That is the only change in lyrics that they do.
Well, yeah. But you would, because then it's obviously it's him doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to start a campaign to get it to number one. Not necessarily for Christmas, so I'll think of a date. And I think the song's like 69 or 79p on Amazon or iTunes. So it's not going to break the bank if you buy it once, maybe twice.
We'll both buy it again because we like the song. Yeah. And
I bought it when I originally bought the album on a download, and then I bought the CD. So I've already bought it twice anyway, but it doesn't count for them buys.
No, but when you start the campaign, we'll both buy it, and we'll get everybody we know to, and we'll put a thing up on our Facebook group and that. So
we're going to make this as our mission. We're going to make this as our last song of the night.
This is one of the nicest songs ever written.
This is if you want to buy the album, it's off Stuck Mojo's Great Revival album. It's a 2008 release. It's called Friends.
Yeah, this is Friends. Listen to it.
Listen to the lyrics and
feel the meaning.
Yep.
Cause when I'm wrong, they tell it, they don't boost me up. They let it be known, they let it be shown. No,